It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Go get your credit card.
I had a credit card. I'd shop online.
Cyber Monday.
I never have to leave the house.
Shop till you drop.
It's showtime, baby.
Cyber Monday.
That's right. That's right. It's Cyber Monday, everybody.
This little Cyber Monday cut. Happy Cyber Monday to you, Bill.
You too, sir. We're going to fluff this up right away.
Fantastic.
We got some serious stuff to talk about later on, but there's time for that. This is going to be a record spending day, apparently, according to the financial experts. More so, and they're talking about possibly doubled from any other year. And last year was really high, too, obviously. And the year before that because of the pandemic stuff. But everybody is shopping online this year. I don't know if your phone blew up, but the amount of like deals, promotions, things. And it told me how many people, how many companies have my text number and my digits ready to go at any time. And they all saved it up for today.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's all ready.
I mean, it's all coming through in email and everything. So I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to take a look. I'm thankful. One of the things I was thankful for over Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you, by the way.
Yeah, you too.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I was like, you know what? We've gotten a lot of Christmas shopping done already. So I do need to get some things for Kristen. And I'm hoping that today on Cyber Monday, I'm like, oh, yeah. Hey, got all these people done. I guess I should buy presents for my wife now.
You might want to try. You know, try this year, Dina.
Might want to do that.
Most of it comes through Amazon, obviously. And this is where you got to be careful. Because if you do get the group gifts, if you're in a family situation, whatever it is, they bunch things up together in boxes.
That's right.
So you're
going to
be like, if you order something, you got to get there first and go, nobody opened the box.
That's right.
I've had so many Christmas gifts just ruined. I've given up. I'm like, okay, you know what it is. Whatever. Just wrap it and pretend like you're surprised.
I know. It's so bad. You're right.
Anyway, but Cyber Monday hopefully doesn't get followed up by Identity Theft Tuesday.
Oh, no.
So hope everybody's cybersecurity is under. By the way, this is the only time of the year now anybody calls anything computer related or internet related cyber. That's it.
Yeah, you're right.
This
Why
is the
is
only
that?
Thing. And I don't know if the name Cyber Monday is going to stick or not, but it's the only time.
But yeah, you're right. You know, cyber used to be like the big thing.
I don't see it anywhere.
Back in the day when we were first putting in our AOL free hour disks and plugging those and having the dial tone
wow.
come up.
You going cyber?
Yeah.
What? You say that now. Yeah. You only hear it now.
Cyber Monday.
So happy Cyber Monday.
Alternative version there from the birds.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, here's the biggest story in the world happening right now. This is a way more serious tone that no one is talking about. You ready?
Sure.
This is what's happening in China. Nobody understands what they're saying, except I'll explain it to you. That's the Shanghai University in Beijing protesting against the CCP and their COVID lockdowns. This is one of the most amazing things to happen in world history. You know what kind of guts this takes?
It's happening, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for this for 3 years for these people to finally rise up and say enough is enough. And the reason this is happening is, like you said, for lockdowns. I know that sounds strange to you. That's almost like a foreign statement these days is to hear COVID lockdowns.
It's even worse there now. And that's what we don't realize.
That's right. I mean, they built all these new, I'm sure you've seen it because I saw the videos popping up over the weekend on social media, all like these COVID towns. Remember,
now they were like towns, not camps, towns.
No, all these towns, and they're building all these isolation units, like 70, 80, 90,000 of these things that they're just going to put people in.
No, it's insane. And what it's probably too early to get into the details of this. What sparked and amazed they even got the information out there and they heard about it. There was a horrific apartment fire where people thought we were kidding when we talked about the beginning of COVID lockdowns in China, where they would lock people in, weld shut apartment doors.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a horrific apartment fire where people were killed because they couldn't get out because of COVID.
Right.
And that's what really sparked the protest. I think people were waiting for, you know, lots of things to happen to kind of gather up and protest against this stuff, including this. The first cut was from students. You'd kind of expect kind of like a student protest thing where that would start. This is in Shanghai. I'll tell you after what these people are shouting. They're shouting, give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
That's unbelievable.
Huh. Good for them.
I mean, yeah, the fear here is that there's going to be some kind of a CCP, you know, crackdown on them. Like a Tiananmen Square kind of deal here. And you hope to God that doesn't happen. But it goes to show you. And hopefully it's a message if these people are willing to push back.
Right.
they won't ever try something like this again, at least in our lifetime.
I mean, you imagine going 3 years into this, which
are
now. I mean, think about COVID-19 started in late 2019, so it really is 3 years since this whole thing started.
Absolutely nuts.
And they're still welding people shut into their homes.
It's incredible. It really is. Like I said, it's gotten worse.
It is. Yeah. This time around, now that they're locking people down again over there in China. Yeah. And this isn't like in some small provinces. They're doing this in Shanghai.
Sure. Big cities.
I mean, big cities. Mm-hmm. And they're going to people's doors and welding them in. Or if someone has COVID, they're taking them out and throwing them in one of these isolation camps. This is insane.
But the COVID stuff, we got to hear from one little dictator. Tony Fauci.
Why isn't he gone yet?
Not only did he have a congressional panel hearing that nobody is hearing about now, but he went on Face the Nation over the weekend. You should hear it. There's still everything that he was pushing before, he's doubling down on. And the guy's not even in power anymore. And they keep giving him the platform.
The things I want to say,
oh my God,
I need to hold back because I like my job. I'm just going to say that.
So do I, but I'm not holding back. So it's coming up next.
All right, good.
We've got that. And we will have some good news, some post-Thanksgiving stuff. A little bit of travel stuff, too. If you're trying to get back home, this is a huge travel day. But there are some canceled flights because of bad weather in other states. But there's good news, too. We'll talk about that. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome back in from Thanksgiving. Keep it here. News is coming up at 6:30. Karen's got that for you. What's going on?
Well, we have a bench trial finally for this FSU student, former student. Remember in 2016, Austin Harriff, he was charged with...
That's still going on?
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
And the bench trial means there's no jury. It's just a judge. And the defense is using the insanity plea. Here's his dad on Dr. Phil's show years ago.
He's had some kind of psychotic episode here.
That's what I believe.
He's had the symptoms for about 2 weeks prior. I just thought he'd snap out of it. He went from a happy person to he can't sleep, pacing the floors. He could barely work. He was tired. There's no question that he had mental problems.
And lycanthropy, which he thought he was a werewolf. It was crazy stuff. And they thought Flacco was involved. You know, William Snyder.
Oh, I remember that stuff.
But there was no Flacco in it. It was some pot and some alcohol.
Weird.
In his system. So he's charged with two counts of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder because he attacked the neighbor who came over to intervene. So
I've had some hangovers where I thought it was a werewolf.
Yeah,
but
well,
that
happens.
Bad. My God.
He's growling.
Can I just ask real quick, Karen, what is a bench trial? I shouldn't say what is it, but how does that happen? Like, how is there no jury?
I guess the defense says we don't want a jury. We just want the judge.
Oh, you can do that. I honestly didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Or you can stand mute.
And
more coming up.
All right.
Thanks, Karen. We'll see you at 6:30 for that. More Newstalk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. It's Diener. I'm Bill. Karen's got more news, like we said, coming up for you. Talked to Jen last night. All is well.
Good.
Physical rehab starts a little bit, and she's dreading it like...
Oh, yeah.
Like you dread a head cold.
That's it's tough, man, when you go through all that. Man.
Doing well, though.
Good.
So... Let me ask you before we get into the news here, Diener, because you're the vice president in charge of Friday football picks.
Yes, that's true.
It hit me over the weekend. We did take last week off for picks, right? Did I miss a thing? Because otherwise I'm like five down.
No. You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay.
Actually, I decided I was the only one who was going to do it.
Yes.
That way I could catch up to you guys, and I still went 1-4. So we're just...
So everybody
we're just
else
lie.
Is on vacation. I'm going to make five picks.
That's right. So it's all good. Yeah, we took a little bit of a bye week, and which means we had to sacrifice Ohio State against Michigan. But I think by the end of that one, watching that on Saturday, I'm pretty sure Jen was happy that we didn't end up having to pick that game. So.
It all worked out, and that's why I waited for a while to converse with Jen. I wanted to give it a few days off after the loss to Michigan, so I didn't want to deal with it. What a game that was, though.
Yeah, it was. Wow.
All right, in the meantime, we played this for you before. This is the sound of, I'm telling you, brave Chinese people in Shanghai shouting, give me liberty or give me death. I pray for them. God bless them is right, Diener. But over in this country now, isn't it interesting? We're still hearing from Dr. Fauci. Now, there's a reason why. We'll get into this in just a second. But I think it's because they know... And I think they have it confirmed now. There's going to be House hearings where they will bring this guy in and other health directors over their COVID response. So that's why you're hearing so much from him now. But what he said, I thought was absolutely infuriating. Here's the first part. It was Face the Nation over the weekend.
It is very clear when people are running their campaigns with an anti-Fauci element to it. I mean, that's ridiculous.
this says a couple of different things to me. First of all, he's that self-consumed.
Sure,
that
he thinks like
it's it's not an anti-COVID or anti-lockdown policy. It's anti-Fauci.
Anti-Fauci.
He takes
campaigns.
That directly. Now everybody's spoken out against him, but running campaigns that are anti-Fauci, really, you're that? He's that delusional? I'm saying this is. We jokingly called him right away the little dictator.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's exactly what he is and was.
We had that going back in May of 2020.
He is a little tyrant.
Oh, 100%.
The highest paid government employee out of all of them. The highest paid out of all of them. And it lasted for decades.
This guy is the epitome of my way or the highway. Oh. I don't care what you think. I'm right. Listen to me. You're going to do what I say.
So he gets into the Chinese. And you know what? I guess the takeaway should be he's finally addressing this idea about a lab leak, which I think most people believe in now, and finally addressing, because there's so much of a call for it, for China's view of exactly, you know, what happened here. Here's the first part of what he said.
What we would really like to know is all of the details of what went on with the original people who were infected. We keep a completely open mind as to what the origin is.
Okay, that's fine.
The evidence is quite strong that this is a natural occurrence. Does that mean we've ruled out that there was something funny going on at Leak? Absolutely.
So if you've ever listened to these talking heads for long enough, you know how they cover their bases. So he's basically hedging his bets. He's saying, strong evidence. You know, he has to say the strong evidence part because that's what they've gone with all the time. The
right.
whole naturally. Remember the wet market hoax?
They
got all the mainstream media outlets to report all that crap, and they floated all the pictures of Wuhan wet markets. But then he hedges the bet and he says, is there a possibility it was something else? Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I can't be held responsible.
This guy is a piece of work, man.
He is. This guy. He shouldn't be on TV. He should be in handcuffs.
Yes. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't mind saying this. He needs to be in either jail or in hell, and I'd like to see him in one of them soon. I'm just going to be perfectly honest on that. He is the worst thing to happen to this country in I don't know how many years. He's been so damaging for so many people, and the fact that they still bring him out there.
Oh, it's amazing.
To spew his poison.
To give him a cover. Before I think the thing we know definitively now is that these House hearings are going to happen. They're going to bring him.
Good.
They're going to bring him before many panels, most likely. Is anything going to come from that? No. But at least you try to get the truth out there. And of course, there's no question from CBS News Department about this. Nobody asked him about the gain-of-function funding, which he has admitted to before the Senate. He admitted it to Senator Rand Paul before. He funded creating this stupid thing.
Sure did.
Gain-of-function under the guise of research. Of course they did.
Of course.
But without enough oversight where this thing was released to the world, and then all they did was run for cover.
And that's exactly it.
It was just, from start to finish, how we handled this was awful.
And that's exactly it. No, and that's what they want to put out in the public and what they want to hold them accountable for during these hearings. This is exactly what you said about the gain of function, and it got out of control, and they don't want to take any responsibility for it. And that's why they come out and say, well, there's strong evidence that it was naturally occurring. Strong evidence, in your own mind, because you don't want to go to jail.
Well, strong evidence there's a possibility of lab, whatever, but I'm going to ride off into the sunset once I'm through these hearings. That's exactly what he's saying.
He's never going to go to jail. Even if they find there was some type of wrongdoing, he's going to get, you know, whatever is a golden parachute. And you'll never see him again, and he'll live out his time in some, you know, beach house on Nantucket.
I thought we were going to be done with him, but the thing that changed was the Republicans won the House, and there will be hearings now.
So at least we'll get that.
More stringent hearings and more serious hearings if they had won the Senate, too. But
right.
Here we are, and there you go.
Can't believe that guy.
In the meantime, a lot of record travel happened over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, but a little bit of trouble today. Holiday travelers trying to get home, and this might be you if you're heading to PBIA or Lauderdale. Bring your patience, not because of our weather, but bad weather in other parts of the country. Numerous cancellations nationwide, apparently, because of weather. But a quarter of the flights at New York's major area airports disrupted because of the weather yesterday. One of the busiest travel days of the year. I was surprised. We took my daughter home to fly back to New York at PBIA last night. Had a 6 p.m. flight. It's pretty empty at the airport.
Is that right?
I was shocked.
Oh, good. You hit it in a nice time.
It was crazy. I thought it was going to be way busier. But there's a lot of most of the delays are, you're feeling the effects today. So
I'm seeing some of the weather coming through the south areas over here, Alabama, Mississippi, through Tennessee. into Louisiana, coming from Texas and all that. It's you're looking at some really strong storms over the next day or two that might affect flights in that area, too. Yeah.
Bring your patience, because that's what you got to deal with there. In the meantime, all right, coming up next, more headlines for you. But this just made me laugh out loud so bad. There are certain fan bases that have a reputation. Some deserve it, some not. You can move the Raiders to Vegas all you want. Raider fan is going to Raider fan.
Oh, no, what'd they do?
Guy in a Raiders helmet was arrested for DUI. His 12-year-old son had to call 911.
Oh, boy, that's never good.
And they were driving to Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Here's the part that got me. In the Raiders helmet.
He's driving in the helmet?
Mm.
You are committed to the role, sir.
Man, I tell you.
It's a special fan base.
Raider fan, don't you ever change.
He's driving in the helmet.
That's right.
I love that imagery.
And some more Cyber Monday stuff for you. It's all coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Steve. He's very enthusiastic. I like when he fills in.
Love that guy. Captain WFTL.
We should start saying that. Newstalk 850 WFTL.
We'll just come back from break like that every time.
That's right. The South Florida Morning Show. Welcome back to it. There's Dina and Bill. Karen's got news coming up along the way. And we said this before, but I think it's worth mentioning because it's starting to get really busy, apparently, at South Florida airports. If you're trying to get out of town, it's going to be rough. And it's not our fault. It's because of bad weather in other parts. Mostly the southeast has been really rough.
Yeah.
New York airports are all jammed up as well if you're trying to get into there. Here's the cheap flights guy talking about this great run of no delays we had, like pre-Thanksgiving through Thanksgiving. I think that run has ended, though.
That lucky streak came to an end on Sunday with some pretty severe storms hitting the Northeast. And as a result, you saw over 150 flights canceled, more than 5,000 flights delayed across the country.
Yeah, so just bring your patience. You'll get there eventually.
I'm so happy you guys were able to get was it Danielle up to New York, right?
That was crazy last night.
Man.
It was delayed a little bit, but that's like 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is. But it was like BBIA was like empty last night.
That's amazing.
I did not expect that.
You're able to avoid the rush there and all the problems.
No, it was crazy.
That's fantastic.
Especially since she was, going back. Your flight was direct to LaGuardia.
Okay.
So you figure, because we know that they had delays in New York last night, too.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on. This is an incredibly, incredibly busy travel day. So just, if you're trying to get in or out or you're waiting on somebody, it's going to take a while. Just bring your patience.
That's all.
We said before, it's Cyber Monday. Big, big day for spending online. Big day.
I got to get on there.
There's a lot of good deals. Apparently, a lot of financial experts, Diener, are saying that they're shifting Black Friday deals to just this Cyber Monday thing. Because it's a lot easier for them. Like, a lot of retail stores, which I thought was nice, were closed on Black Friday.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that.
And on Thursday itself.
Right.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, a lot of the big stores, Walmart, Target, were closed on Thanksgiving. So
right.
I'm glad. Remember that run? It was pretty recent where you had stores opening up like at 8 p.m. At first, it was like 11 p.m. doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving night.
Oh,
and then
no.
It went 10, 8, 6 o'clock. They started opening. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, this is getting
way
out of hand.
It was way nicer.
So I'm glad to see that was kind of dead and buried this year.
It
and
was.
Hopefully that doesn't happen again. Because you don't need that. It's Thanksgiving night. Let people be with their families.
Even on Thanksgiving itself, I was glad so many stores were closed. I was a victim of that, too. Of course, we forgot some things for Thanksgiving dinner.
That happens.
So Lauren's like, text me a list of things to go out. I'm scurrying about town trying to find places that are open. None were.
Really?
And I was actually kind of happy about it. I'm like, you know what? That's good.
Yeah.
That means people aren't working today.
Exactly.
And,
Not even Walgreens?
No, I didn't try Walgreens. I got into Cumberland Farms.
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to find things. I'm like, do you have cider?
That's what I was going to say.
And the girl behind the counter was like, are you insane?
I'm not sure how many sweet potatoes they have at Cumberland Farms. They not have worked out.
What kind of stuffing do you have? No, we have Slim Jims. Is that what you'd like? Maybe some candy bars? No.
Slim Jims.
That's about it.
Oh, well.
In way worse news, this got crazier and crazier, and it's obviously a national story, but it's just absolutely horrific. Do you realize at this point in time, if you followed this at all, the investigators in Idaho still have absolutely zero suspects in the horrific deaths of those four Idaho college students? There's no suspects they'll announce. None.
This is horror movie stuff, man.
Oh, my
what happened
God,
there?
Is that bad? And more details that come from it is just more horrifying. They keep on saying that it was a targeted attack. I think they're going to say that anyway so that I guess they're trying to calm down an already panicked community. So I don't think it's a mass killer out there or anything. But for them to come out this deep into the investigation to say there's no suspects, that's rare.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, this has got to be somebody who... They killed four college students, right?
Yeah.
Just randomly. Well, they're saying not randomly, but it might have been targeted, I guess, because they're trying, like you said, they're trying to, you know, squash fears of people. Well, there's some random mass murderer out there. Nobody knows who it is. Thankfully, it seems like at least it's not some type of random mass murderer that's on the loose because no one else has been killed.
Right.
You know, to this date, what is it, about a week and a half later since those killings? And some just, you know, college house, these four students brutally murdered.
It sounds weird to say that, and I think that's why they said it, a targeted attack is better news.
Yeah.
Because the alternative is, you know, something random like that. And there were survivors in the house.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And nobody
saw survivors
of
the attack. Oh, what no one can understand is how, you know, there had to be noise. They know that they some of them had fought back, obviously.
How there are no leads?
I don't know. It's what a mystery this is.
Man.
In Moscow, Idaho, of all places.
All right, imagine. Man, didn't even know there was in Moscow, Idaho.
No, I didn't either.
This reminds me of the Truman Capote story. Was that In Cold Blood?
In Cold Blood, yeah.
Right, kind of like that. What was it, 1940s Kansas,
yep.
I think it was?
Yep.
It's a small town.
Rural
completely
town.
Completely random.
I don't know. It's they've gotten hundreds of 911 calls, as you can imagine. And the big part of the investigators, what they have to do is sift through all that stuff. Because I'm sure a lot of it's hoax.
Gosh, yeah.
People don't know. They just want to be part of the story. There's still dozens of local, state, federal investigators working the case on the scene, calling it, again, as you said, a targeted attack. It's just insane. That's a crazy story.
It really is. Again, it really is like something out of a horror movie, yeah. What happened there. So hopefully they can find some type of lead soon.
I hope so anyway. I don't know.
Man.
In better news, there's some things you can always count on. You know, there's a lot of change in the world. There's change every single day. It's been a year of change. Some fan bases never change. You can move them to Oakland. You can move them to Los Angeles. You can move them to Las Vegas. But Raider fan is going to be Raider fan.
Oh, the autumn wind is a Raider. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did it.
Good, all right.
The autumn wind is a Raider. Now, this is not to make fun of anybody driving DUI. That's not the funny part. It's just the details of what kind of a lunatic this guy is. A guy in California was arrested for DUI back in October, and we're getting the details only now.
Oh, geez.
His 12-year-old son was in the car, and that's the very scary part.
Yeah,
not
that's
laughing
not
about
good.
That at all. We never would. He was the one that called 911. But the dad was so lit, he was wearing his Raiders helmet at the time.
Come on, man.
That is something, man.
Can you at least make it a little bit less obvious that you're completely blitzed while you're driving to the game?
If you want to take anything good from this, I think this kid is a little hero because listen to how calm he is during all of this. This is the actual call that's released now.
My dad is trying to take me to Vegas. He's acting weird.
What kind of car are you in?
A Toyota Camry. He's got a Raider plate. He says he's stuck
in a Raider helmet.
He says he's stuck in a Raider helmet.
Oh, my gosh.
That kid... That kid's going to be president someday. How are you calm through that kind of a situation?
Good for him, man. I can't help but to laugh just because of the imagery of this guy, just this idiot driving with a Raiders helmet on, driving to Vegas.
And
totally
what did
blitzed.
They say? A Corolla? Some sort of
Yeah,
Corolla.
Some Camry.
And of course, did you catch in there too? With a Raiders plate? Of course.
A Raiders plate. Of course it was.
How could you not?
I would
be disappointed if there wasn't a Raiders plate involved in this story.
This guy was going to be right there in the black hole with the other crazy Raider fans. But good for this kid. I'm glad nothing happened. Obviously,
nothing
nobody
happened.
Was hurt. And
kid's fine. He didn't wreck anybody or anybody else. And everything's okay. And the guy's been dealt with.
I just feel bad for the kid. Hopefully,
I know.
The dad can get straight after something like that where it's like, geez, you know, I'm that far gone where I was putting my son in danger and he's calling 911 on me.
Poor
good
kid.
Lord.
He's like, oh, God. He's got his car. He's putting the Raiders helmet on. We're driving to Vegas.
No, Mom, he's got the Raiders helmet again.
We're going to a home game.
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You want to talk about crazy stories? How about this airplane that got caught up in the power wires in Maryland? Did you see the video from this?
Look, this was made for the morning show blog.
Dangling, you know, hundreds of feet above the air in power lines. Cut out power to an entire county, apparently.
This is insane.
There's an update on that story we got to talk about. That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Steve. News is coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. Karen's got that. What's up?
Well, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Trump here at Mar-a-Lago had a special guest who was uninvited, Kanye West. He put up on his Truth Social that Kanye showed up uninvited. So he had him over for dinner and he had some friends with him. He didn't know who they were, but he said that Ye asked him to be his vice president during dinner.
That's pretty funny, actually. I turned him down, by the way.
From what I heard, it didn't go very well.
Yeah.
Trump kind of lost it from there. And I guess, says some things about Kim Kardashian. I don't know how much of that is true.
No, but he says Kanye is very troubled. Very troubled.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
Trump's trying to spin this like he took in a troubled, mentally ill person, which is all correct. But it's like, Mar-a-Lago is a shelter for these kinds of folks.
God.
Let me here have some turkey.
There's a lot of...
There's some leftover. Yeah. Oh, no, it was Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, it was beforehand.
Yeah.
A lot of layers to that story.
Here, would you like a Diet Coke? God.
Now get out.
Yeah.
That boy. More coming up.
All right, we'll see you at 7 for that and more, Karen. Appreciate it very much. The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Speaking of, now briefly in there, was a mention of Kim Kardashian. She is getting torched on social media for refusing to cut ties with a Balenciaga company. This is a tough one to explain because it's just so gross. There was a marketing photo scandal that happened, you may have missed, that happened over the past... It was actually pre-Thanksgiving where it came out. It was some of the most inappropriate, disgusting imagery you can possibly imagine over a... It was a child photo and a marketing scandal thing with Balenciaga products. And it was just... Without going too far into it, it was inappropriate and gross. Kim Kardashian, who has sponsored Balenciaga, which is a fashion clothing company before, said she's glad that they apologized, they took the pictures down, blah, 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 but she has refused to cut ties with them. She could have made a huge difference, and it wouldn't have affected her bottom line even that much at all, so to speak, pun intended, if she actually cut ties with them. Shocked and outraged by the recent Balenciaga campaigns? Yeah, she did say that, but what really would have been effective was if she completely cut ties with him and refused to do business with him. That would have mattered.
Oh, 100%.
Words don't matter in this case.
No, it's the actions, and that's unfortunately where she's kind of missed the mark here, is to drop them completely. Because anything involving a child having to do with an inappropriate photo, I mean, how did this...
It's gross, too.
What I don't understand is how this gets by everybody. And there was a photographer. I was reading a little bit of an article about this, about his take on it. I guess he's like a famous fashion photographer. He's worked with all the big companies. He's like, you have to understand that when a photo goes out for a marketing campaign, it goes through so many layers of approval.
It has to. That's why for this Balenciaga company to say they're shocked and outraged by that this got out there. What? And so no one's in control? It's a massive company.
Yeah, it's not like some intern just posted it. This was something that went through different groups and different layers of management and different layers of approval. And they go ahead and approve this picture of a kid, a very inappropriate, I guess, a teddy bear.
Yeah.
A very inappropriate teddy bear that this child was holding. We'll just say that.
And there are other images out there, too. And it's so gross. One of the other hidden images thing was, too, there was, I guess it was like an Adidas-type bag. I guess they're tied into with them somehow.
Yeah.
On an office desk, clear as day, a court case filing that dealt with, child porn stuff.
Good Lord.
Clear as day as a message in a photo ad.
I mean, why?
The wording of the decision of a court case revolving this stuff. What are you trying to say?
I don't know. All I know is that, and this is the shame of it when it comes to Kanye West, or Ye, whatever he wants to be called these days, is he's come out and talked about these types of things with these big companies and pedophilia inside these companies.
Saying it's going on.
Yes.
Which may explain why they're trying to shut him up. I don't know. Maybe it's more sinister than that. I have no idea.
And that's the shame of it, is that he does know the inner workings of these things, and he's trying to kind of be a whistleblower on this stuff, but nobody pays attention to him because of the other crazy things that he says.
That's true.
So the actual informative things, the important things that he gets to, gets buried.
Shoots himself in the foot.
Yes.
The brand, by the way, is modeled by Kardashian. That's the connection there. Kim Kardashian issued her apology, and... They had wiped all the social media stuff, and they had taken down their entire Instagram at first or whatever. But here's the good news. Kim Kardashian followers by the millions, and she has them, are demanding that she cut ties with the company.
Good.
It's good to see.
Yes.
By the way, she's 42. Did you know that?
Is she really?
Doesn't seem like she'd be 42, but she is.
I have a feeling she's going to look the same when she's 60.
Yeah,
the amount of work that she gets done.
Probably. She does look good.
She does.
Man.
It's a wild story,
All I
though.
Know is the fashion industry is gross.
There's that, too.
Ugh,
yes.
God. All right. Now here's a crazy, crazy story that you hope turns out to be good for everybody involved. There is an insane a plane accident that happened, and there's a rescue underway that's already happened as well in Maryland, where a small private plane got caught up in the power cables in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Cut out power to the entire county, apparently. And people were dangling, holding on for their life.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, it's unreal. Here's the rescue and the chief on the scene.
Both patients have been transported from the scene to local area trauma centers with serious injuries. There is a hypothermia issue as well, but there's also orthopedic and trauma injuries.
Oh, for goodness. I forgot about the weather aspect of it, too. I didn't even think about that, because you're just looking at this, and Diener, you probably have put it up already. The video and the image is right on the Morning Show blog at 850WFTL.com and on the 850 app. It's just unreal that this even happened. I've never seen a small plane caught up in power lines.
I don't know how this happens. I mean, was something not working as far as your navigation, lights, something? I mean, how does this happen?
And they just didn't see it. And then caught, not busting through it, but caught up in them.
Caught in it.
it was like Spidey's web.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, like a kite. Just caught in a power line.
He said it was about 100 feet off the ground. The incident caused widespread power outages for tens of thousands of people in that area. Which, I guess the power's been restored. The power's back. So that's a good news for them anyway.
Well, that's good, especially with it being cold, too.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's, I'm still trying to find out how, I can't wait to hear more about this investigation. How this even came about.
Originally, I was wrong, it wasn't tens of thousands, it was 120,000 people without power because of this thing.
Oh.
You hope they're okay, because mainly I want to hear this story.
Right.
Hey, glad you're all right and out of the hospital. What happened?
How did this happen?
Who was flying?
Boy, what a scary thing that is, though, man.
Can you imagine?
You're dangling there, you run into the power line. I'm glad nobody died,
thank God.
But they talked about some serious injuries, so hopefully everybody makes it through okay.
What a nightmare. Again, Morning Show blog, 850 app and 850WFTL.com. Check that out. It's Cyber Monday. We're going to talk about that, what kinds of deals are happening. And apparently the experts, the financial experts are saying, here's how you save money and don't go overspend on Cyber Monday for this stuff. Because everybody's going to, this is the new Black Friday.
Have you gone out at all Christmas shopping? I'm just curious.
No.
Neither have I.
No.
Everything has been online. I have not done one bit of Christmas shopping in a store. And that's not on purpose. It's not like I'm protesting going to a store or to a small business. It's just, I feel like that's just how it goes these days.
I haven't done one bit of Christmas shopping in general.
In general.
Not even close. Well, we got new phones over the weekend, so that's like our family gift to each other. So what an ordeal that was. My God.
It really is.
Boy, if you haven't, and we usually get new phones every 2 years on average, mm-hmm. about that. We switched wireless companies. As you go on, and the later you do it, though, the longer it takes to transfer your stuff to your new phone because you've collected that much more data.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And they got to one of my daughter's phone, and the guy goes, oh, this is going to be a while.
Oh, no.
She's almost out of data right now. He's going, didn't you get a warning? She's like, no.
Oh,
she's in the phone store deleting thousands of videos.
Oh, jeez.
He was like, that's the only way this is going to work.
Oh, no.
Man, anyway, we got more consumer stuff for you coming up next. The Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here.